Next item on the agenda is Department of Game and Inland Fisheries at Al 09-1804. My clerk.
The Department of Game and Inland Fisheries is requesting authorization to replace and extend a 17-foot-wide concrete boat ramp and to construct 150 linear feet of wave screen at the warehouse public landing situated along the Ware River in Gloucester County. The project is protested by two nearby property owners. This is a map of the project site. For reference, Gloucester Point's down here, Mob Jack Bay. This is the Ware River, and the landing is located here on this peninsula. This is Route 17 in the Gloucester Courthouse area. Topographic map showing the location. Again, it's in the Ware River. This is a 2009 aerial photo of the landing right here. The property, I believe, is owned by Gloucester County, and the ramp facilities are operated by the Department of Game and Inland Fisheries in this case. Closer view, it would be this ramp here. This is a separate ramp, but it's not part of the application. Proposal calls for the replacement and extension of the existing 17-foot wide by 52-foot concrete ramp. New ramp will extend about 18 feet channelward. The timber wave screens on either side of the ramp are proposed to be replaced with vinyl wave screens. Originally, there was a riprap revetment proposed in here and a finger pier proposed on the pier, but those have both been deleted from the proposal. It's a plan view of the existing conditions. Pending pier here. This is the boat ramp portion. Up here is currently gravel. And then the wave screens on either side. This is the end of the state road here. This is the, again, 17-foot ramp. 17-foot wide ramp will become a 17-foot by 70-foot wide ramp. There in purple, I've highlighted some articulated concrete matting that will be at the end of it as scour protection. Wave screens on both sides. And the gravel portion of the ramp on the landward side is also going to be replaced as concrete. These are the detailed plan view and cross-sectional drawings. I'll skim through those. Unless you have a question, you can I can refer back to them. This is the existing ramp and tending pier. The project is protested by Mr. and Mrs. Douglas Hegemeyer and Mr. John Erickson and Ms. Felicity Rask. The Hegemeyers did not specify the reason for their objection. And then in their letter dated October 26, 2009, Mr. Erickson and Ms. Rask stated they believe measures should be taken to protect the nearby shorelines and suggested the establishment of a no-wake zone in the vicinity of the ramp. They also stated that vegetation should be restored around the landing and a barrier should be installed to prevent garbage and runoff from reaching the water. Close view showing the condition of the existing timber wave screen. Sign noting the end of the current ramp. Again, it'll be extended about 18 feet further. Shows the condition of the concrete ramp itself, cracks throughout it. So looking back toward the landward end of the ramp, in their report dated March 12, 2010, VIM stated that utilizing and improving existing ramps that serve multiple users is preferred from an environmental viewpoint. They anticipate minimal impacts to marine resources since the ramp is being replaced in the same location. If feasible, they recommend the use of an open pile design or concrete pavers as an alternative to the concrete slab. Finally, they recommend the use of sufficient garbage receptacles and appropriate signage to encourage their use. The Health Department's Division of Shellfish Sanitation states the project is located in a condemned shellfish growing waters, and the project, as described, will not cause an increase in the size or type of the closure. The Department of Game and Inland Fisheries Environmental Services section noted in their comments dated February 16th of this year that bald eagles are documented in the project vicinity, but they do not anticipate any adverse impact to this threatened species. They recommended conducting the work during low flow conditions and the use of coffer dams or turbidity curtains to isolate the construction area, as well as the employment of strict erosion and sediment control measures. This is an image that was provided with the application showing the existing ramp. Department of Conservation and Recreation does not anticipate that the project will adversely affect any of their programs. They did note the applicability of the Chesapeake Bay Local Assistance Division. The Department of Environmental Quality determined that a water protection permit would not be required, and then no other state agencies have commented on the proposal. Project will not encroach on any public or privately leased oyster planting ground. The Warehouse Landing boat ramp is an established public access facility. Staff generally believes it is preferable to repair or improve existing facilities in lieu of developing new facilities in more pristine areas. Readily available public boat ramp facilities also reduce the need and pressure to construct private boat ramps. Accordingly, after evaluating the merits of the project against the concerns expressed by those in opposition, and after considering all of the factors contained in Section 28.2-1205A of the Code, we recommend approval of the project conditioned upon the use of coffer dams or turbidity curtains and the employment of strict erosion and sediment control measures. And the Game Department did agree to that; those measures, they're in their plans. I don't know that there is anybody here from Game Department. I got a note saying that they had to leave to get back to Richmond.
I saw them here about a part of the morning.
Be happy to answer any questions.
Any questions from Mr. Heiker? Is anyone in the audience here in support of this project? Anyone here in opposition to this project? There being none, the matter is before the commission.
Move to approve as staff recommends.
Motion made by Mr. Pitt, seconded by Mr. Tank. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries.